Love Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. Thank you. I was running late for my own radio show this morning. Infinite love and gratitude, love and light, bliss and joy is what it's all about, isn't it? Thank you so much for being here in this new year as we're really, really just focusing on the shift and making that reconnection to the one for the benefit of all. And I believe we do that through our meditative spiritual practice, but it's also a very practical practice, isn't it? So let's meditate 2016, teaching 10,000 or more to meditate is my desire. Will you be one? Boy, I sure hope so. And again, thank you for being here today. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And I want to invite you along for the new coaching program and the new in and out of studio work. I've got several things coming up that we're going to be sharing and enjoying. And I'm just so very grateful that you're here today, on this day, where life is occurring. Breath now. And hold it for an instant. And kind of squeeze your body. Get into your body and exhale. Let it go. Enough is enough, isn't it? So I want to talk to you today as we are continuing this work. I've been on hiatus for quite a while. I've been writing the new program and delving deeply into my own practice and really just having some amazing experiences that I'm sharing in the new coaching program. It's a group coaching program. It's an ongoing program, and you can join by contacting me directly at lisa@lisagiroux.com. You can email me there, or you can call 719-293-4157 to set up your free coaching call to see if this work is for you, if you are ready for something different. Are you ready for the shift? So as always, I'd like to begin with the invocation, and if it's safe for you to do so, please just come to stillness, come to center as we take a breath in. We hold that for an instant. And on the exhalation, just kind of sigh it out, let it go. Let that go just a bit more as we let the cycle continue with the next inhalation. We expand into a new awareness. We expand into a new expression of ourselves. And we let go of all that no longer serves our highest good. And take another deep breath in and engage that powerful pelvic point. Put the tongue to the back of the top of the mouth, the roof of the mouth, tongue to tooth. Hold for an instant, feel that circulating. Squeeze, 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 and let that go. Clearing the landscape for this wisdom to come through. I'm asking to be divinely guided, directed, protected, effective in delivering this message to those who are able to understand, and those who will not understand will not hear. As we open up to this new year, new teaching, new twist on really old information, we just ask that this be a blessing as it is intended for those who receive. And we come to this moment in time, and we're just so profoundly grateful. And as we breathe into our heart space now, from that sinus right in the middle of your chest, awakening the spiritual aspect of you, loving yourself, loving yourself just a bit more so that we can love everyone else beyond the judgments and the criticisms, beyond the offense makers, those who hold grudges. We're loving ourselves even more and loving them twice as much. We hold that now in our heart. We're going to send this out to the east and the west and the north and the south, above and below, and center and within. We come to center. And from this relaxed position, we are much better able to understand and receive and look at look clearly now at what we're clinging to that no longer serves us. And we're coming to that point of enough is enough. That was the teaching for the solstice that I shared with my very amazing group of women that I work with here in the studio, here at Mountain High Meditation Center. And we really, really want to absolutely continue to evolve. Many of us believe that change can only be effective, that change only occurs when something happens outside of us. But the work that we're doing, the connection that we're making through our meditative practice, is to make those corrections within. Nothing happens without until the shift occurs within. So like the inside, so like the outside. So we look around our quote-unquote reality. We look around what we have manifested. And if we don't like what we see, instead of bothering all of them out there with our dislike of what we're witnessing, we must go inward and begin to make the shift towards our own personal evolution, our own personal enlightenment. It is an inside job. No one will do this for us. Oh, they'll say they can. They'll sway they can, won't they? They will try to sway us and dissuade us from the work at hand. It can be very lonely, this work, because people don't like it when you change. People don't like it when you begin your own inner evolution, because they feel judged. And we know that we're not judging anyone. We are only shifting ourselves. We know that the only point of power is this moment in time only happens within us. Take a breath on that. Deep breath in. Hold it for an instant and begin to squeeze the landscape, squeeze the body, and let that go. No one's going to do it for us. No one really wants that. We have just bought into a culture that says that you can't do it for yourself. And that is disempowering, disabling, and really puts us at a handicap. When we assume full responsibility and learn to better respond with ability to the stimulation that we're experiencing from the outside, those triggers that push our buttons. Who was it who said, people are hell? Thems that don't want our best. Thems that may be stuck in their own personal hell. We're doing this practice so that we can stand here and send love and light and be love and light. I remember when I did the, when Oprah had on Eckhart Tolle, and one of my favorite books is A New Earth. And in discussing A New Earth, he was talking about an experience that he had, and maybe you, like me, also have had this experience where you could be out in a room full of people being peace, and you see the eruptions occurring. You feel the eruptions occurring in others, and people lash out because their level of awareness is such that they don't understand. And we must forgive ourselves for putting ourselves in a position to allow others to sling their poison darts in our direction. Usually they're the ones with the biggest smile on their faces, aren't they? God bless them all. But the wounding is, until we get to that still, quiet space within us where we witness and recognize that this, too, is part of our evolution. I love how Carolyn Mist shares, and I've shared this with you and my clients often, because the healing crisis that we all are going through is we're making this transformation. You know, we may look the same, we may sound the same, but our words are different. Our internal actions are different. And we're radiating a frequency that is incongruent with others. And oftentimes, they really are so ensconced in their own pain that it's just their natural, it's just that reflex, it's just that knee-jerk reaction. And so we must get to our practice wherever we are. I was having a conversation this week with a client, and we were talking about the amount of time that we really are out there. Not from a physical, but from an emotional or a spiritual aspect, and how I feel that probably 80% of my awareness is internal now, and only about 20% of me is attached to the quote-unquote reality. And in navigating the human experience, this is a challenge for all. And in my journey, I'm wanting to be more aware of that and to quickly clear my energetic field. I love one of my, when I got my quantum healing coaching certification, I am reminded continually by that. Part of the practice that I do with that is to clear my energetic field quickly, in letting that negativity go, because it will still fester. If I allow that into my frequency, it will still fester. No matter how much light and love I may carry, there's a wounding process that will continue to occur because of our human aspect, that very weighty gravitational force that is this slow vibrational experience called the body. And part of our deep meditative practice. This is more advanced. So if you're new to meditation, just file this away for someday. But part of that work that we must do is to clear the energetic field. The energetic field of our mind, witnessing the negative thoughts. Aha, anger, I see you. I'm loving you to the light, anger. Sadness, bitterness, whatever it may be, depression. Loving those less than desirable states of being that are a part, that are an aspect of this being, but not getting stuck. It's in the stickiness of the stuckiness that is sucky, isn't it? When we look out onto the earth plane now from our awake, aware perspective, and we see so much of the, begrudging others' glory. Let's just say that. Others begrudging you your glory. We just know that that's their pain body, as Eckhart Tolle teaches. But the problem with that is, well, one of many problems that that can cause is for the person who holds that frequency, you know, it's like stuffing that beach ball underwater, holding it, oh, gripping and clenching, that if they're begrudging us our glory or our grace or our gratitude or our wealth or our health or our happiness, bliss and joy, whatever it may be, they're adding just really more water on top of that beach ball that they've got to hold under the water. And what it's doing is it's liberating us even more. I was teaching on, a class in October. We were doing meditation on my happy heart. And part of that meditation on my happy heart was to protect ourselves, light or however you envision it. In the new coaching programs, we're going through all of that. I'm teaching you specifically how to engage that so that we're reflecting back just love and light. Now, that love and light, that desire for us to emanate, to pour out love and light, remember, to all directions, the eight directions, but especially within, we have to have that love and light so that it can reverberate back. It causes the frequency for others. It's like a mirror, and based upon the level of understanding that people have, they may or may not perceive it as such. How they perceive it is not our problem. How we emanate it is. So in many of the human misunderstandings that we get to experience when we have this high level of spirituality through our practice, another healing crisis, yay for us. Yay for us. That's all we can say. This year, the work is, it's a number 9 year, and we're working on step 9. We're making amendments, aren't we? We first have to, as the Ho'oponopono teaches, we have to first make amends to ourselves for ever allowing ourselves to be in a position to be judged, criticized, condemned, blah, 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 so that we can heal that. Because, remember, like attracts like. So when these teachers come into our life and push those buttons so beautifully for us to remind us that we never get there. Well, not in this incarnation, anyway. And to continue to just request the wisdom, the love, and the light, and to choose anew who we surround ourselves with, how we surround ourselves, and to make sure that we are honoring our evolution. So the work that we're doing together this year, and if this is all new to you, you can go all the way back to the beginning in the archives where I take you step by step if you would like, or you can come along on the new coaching program and receive it for yourself to listen to over and over again, which is what we do, because we're only unwinding a very, very tight ball of possibly negativity. And we're rewinding to something new. But with that rewinding to something new, there is always through the expansion to something new. Remember, what do we have? We have expansion, the enlightenment, right? Oh, isn't that just a beautiful place to be? And then we go into entropy, and then we have the chaos, and through the chaos we have enlightenment again. So just when you think it's safe, the universe gives you another experience, another opportunity to really retest your resolve on whether or not you want to continue. You know, there are, as the Course in Miracles teaches, there are the aspects of, there is the persecution, there's the renunciation, persecution, the crucifixion. And so many of us are just stuck in persecution, crucifixion, crucifixion, persecution, persecution, crucifixion. What about what about resurrection? If we are to resurrect to something greater, we do have to go through those dark nights of the soul. We do get to experience over and over again that life lesson that will move us. We get to learn it again and again until we get to the resurrection with it. So that we can have ascension. You know, in the work that I do, working with the Ascended Masters, and we're talking about the new Lady Master Nada that I've been working with for about the last, 18 months. And she was the youngest of many, many children. I, too, am the youngest. I think she was the youngest daughter. I, too, am the youngest daughter of my immediate family. And she worked so tirelessly in her lifetime, and really never had anything, quote-unquote, a benefit occur. And people laughed at her, and she was kind of persecuted for being different. How many of you can relate to that? How many of you have been persecuted for being different or teased or bullied, whatever the new language may be? But she reached ascension. She kept to her practice here in the human experience, and she reached ascension. And for the work that level three, inner realm one, the work that we're doing together is to ask for ascension. To forgive ourselves and love ourselves enough to be willing to even just contemplate in our meditative practice the possibility about the probability of our own ascension. In the fall teachings, those of you who took the Access, Success, Ascend Level 1. That was an amazing, amazing class. Thank you, those of you who participated, and those of you who would like to take it. It is available by private coaching, one-on-one. I'd love to talk to you about that. And it's how we we have to let go of others' version or vision of what our success is. And we ascend to a new understanding of what success can be for us now. Because only ever anything is ever occurring now. So if we're stuck in the mind chatter about she wounded me, he wounded me, they were so mean to me, why is there war, you know, there's so much crisis and strife, blah, 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 we are stuck below that level of integrity. We are only useful idiots. And if we want to awaken and arise and ascend to something greater, it's only through our meditative practice. It's only through present time consciousness. And it's only after we do our work. Only while we are aligning and allowing ourselves to be here now, as Ram Dass, to love ourselves just as we are, to say enough is enough, and I'm also very grateful for every experience, especially the ones that broke my heart or broke me open. As painful as the criticism and the judgment and the gossip is, the ascension through that dark night of the soul is sweeter. And as Carolyn Miss says, if you've alienated or if people have left you left and right, you're doing okay. And I want to encourage you in the new teaching, in the new year, as we reach out to share this wisdom, as we reach out to access even greater realms of wisdom, the gifts far outweigh the mere human trial, the mere persecution, or the crucifixion. As we choose the resurrection. This is not a dogmatic teaching. This is something that you get to choose for yourself each day through your still, quiet practice, asking to be guided. So as we wind down this first radio show, I'm doing 9 this month. I hope you'll be along. We're going to be talking about breath and posture and technique and belief. We're going to be talking to a couple of different teachers and different teachings. And so today, where in your life can you let go? Do you need to let go of a relationship? Do you need to let go of a job? Do you need to let go of an addiction? Do you need to let go of anything? What is enough? And how profoundly grateful can you be through this process? I welcome your comments. Please follow me along on Twitter. Reiki with Lisa is my handle, R-E-I-K-I. I'm really mostly working with Twitter and LinkedIn these days. And I hope you'll come along. I'm Rev Lisa Giroux on LinkedIn. And I'm just wishing you an amazing day. Be well, be safe, be abundance, and take your practice. Namaste. Have a great day. Thanks so much. Loving you from here. Be well.